The fact is that there's close on 400 families in the Stornoway electoral area, which includes Lifford, Raphoe, St Johnson and such, on the waiting list for social housing. The council has only been able to modify 28 houses with the funding available to it last year, in addition to the other turnover of houses with people that may leave. But of all first-time offers, 75% of first-time offers was refused. Now, I think a figure such as that clearly shows that the policy that the council is working from isn't working.
Is there any indication at this point why there is such a high level of refusal, or does that require investigation?
No, I think it requires investigation. People will give their reasons, and I've asked the council to look at that and to try to move forward on it. There would be always people who have particular reasons for not wanting to go to a particular place. But we've so varied the reasons that they'd have to come up with a solution to this, because 75% is too high of a figure for people who are desperate for to be housed.
But many people listening would say if they were desperate to be housed and they were offered accommodation, well, then they should have taken it.
People have their rights. People also know themselves that perhaps they couldn't settle in that particular area, that there's a reason for it. It might be previous fallout with neighbours or whatever, too far from schools, no parental support, no transport to schools. There's a whole variety of reasons, not all the tenants' fault, and perhaps not even the council's fault, but the solution somewhere lies in reducing that 75% refusal.